Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. We've been talking today about the social impact of disco in America. Now we'll look at how the genre developed on the other side of the globe. Earlier this year, a Dutch record label reissued this obscure electronic album from India. It's called Ten Ragas to a Disco Beat, and it was originally released in 1983, long before electronic dance music took hold in America. Music and arts writer Geeta Dayal joins us by phone from Boston to tell us why this strange cultural artifact might be a missing link between India's little-known disco era and the birth of techno. Geeta, welcome to Soundcheck.
Thanks, it's good to be here.
What exactly is 10 ragas to a disco beat? Is it actually 10 old raga scales?
Well, it's basically a Bollywood session musician named Charanjit Singh put together this very interesting and very sort of prescient album. He made it in 1982, I believe, and it was all ragas, very fast ragas,
mm-hmm.
Set to sort of very fast electronic backing, and it still sounds pretty current. A lot of people had trouble believing that it actually came out way back then. The conventional story of techno has it that, you know, Detroit invented techno music, Chicago invented house music, and the idea that this record came from India in 83 was just very kind of shocking and interesting in a lot of different ways.
Yeah, so it does represent a kind of middle ground between house and techno music, which would come in the mid to late 80s, and disco. Now, you use the word prescient, and if you're looking at it from the vantage point of a techno fan, it does seem like it's really ahead of its time. But if you're talking about disco, the question is, why would anybody still be doing disco records in 1982, 83 in India?
So that was one of the really interesting things, is we often examine disco as if it is solely an American phenomenon or maybe a British phenomenon, but disco was a global phenomenon. I mean, it was every country. Disco really took hold. And in India, for various reasons, disco became really popular in the 80s, not in the 70s.
Hmm.
And so in 1982, 1983, you have people in India basically making versions of I Feel Love, which came out in the late 70s. In America. So the stuff that Americans were listening to in 1977 became really cool in India in 82 or 83,
well,
made for a very interesting context, I think.
Well, let's put this album in some context. 1977, Donna Summer sings I Feel Love, and then, as Geeta Dayal just told us, 5 years later, the Bollywood film star Nazia Hassan does a strikingly similar song called Boom Boom. Here's the two of them back to back. You can decide for yourself. That is the Bollywood singer Nazia Hassan from the Bollywood film Star of 1982. And this song, Boom Boom, it really is almost the same kind of backing track as Donna Summer's I Feel Love. Clear inspiration. Geeta Dayal with us on the line. And so this is, Geeta, the kind of the sound that's in the air in India in the early 80s, out of which this guy Charanjit Singh creates his 10 ragas to a disco beat. Do you know, does anybody know what the reception was when this album was first released? Did it sink without a stone? Was it like a stone? Was it a scandal? I mean, what happened?
Well, Nazir Hassan was a Pakistani pop singer who died sort of tragically in her mid-30s. And she, you know, she sang the songs and, you know, they would be performed in Bollywood movies with someone else, you know, singing, like lip-syncing to her vocals.
Right, right.
She put out this really popular album in 1981 called Disco Diwani, which was this major, major hit. And it, she was sort of, you could sort of say that she and this Indian disco producer, Bidhu, were sort of the Summer and Marauder of India, in a way, of South Asia, rather. I mean, she was from Pakistan.
But Geeta, what about
the
Charanjit Singh record, the 10 ragas to a disco beat?
So the Charanjit Singh record wasn't well known at all.
Yeah.
It was not. There's something very interesting that happens with reissues, and that suddenly this stuff comes to the fore that back in the day, you know, very few people heard that record. It originally came out, it was called Synthesizing, 10 Ragas to a Disco Beat, and it was this very little-known record back then. It's only recently that people are really starting to pay attention to it and saying, wow, how is it that a record like this came out back then? So I think that way back then, in the early 80s, you know, not many people had heard that record. Now people are hearing it.
Finally, and seeing it for what it is, a kind of strange, perhaps one-off cultural artifact that occupies a middle ground, a missing link between the disco era and the birth of techno and house music, all of which was supposedly taking place here in the States. Meanwhile, this album is being produced and released in India in 1982-83. It's a fascinating story. The album has been reissued. It's called 10 Ragas to a Disco Beat. And we've been speaking with Geeta Dayal, freelance music and arts writer. The website is The Original Soundtrack. Geeta, thanks for being with us today.
Yeah, sure. Anytime.
Still to come, the eclectic San Francisco band Rupa and the April Fishes draw from Indian Raga and Colombian Cumbia and lots more they'll play live next on Soundcheck.